very important Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, was a very poor person, very poor. And he actually said, I guess Shalom Aleichem, the Yiddish author, stole Tevye, the milkman, from the Gemara. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said basically what Tevye says, the Silver Roof, he said,
if I were a rich man?
If I were a rich man, right. Would it spoil some heavenly plan if I were a wealthy man? It actually has part of the song. So the... So as you're looking at said, you know, can I have some cash, right? So Hashem said, listen, Rabbi Elazar, what do you want? Allow me to turn the entire world upside down, bring the world, restore the world to a situation of tohu vavohu, of emptiness and void, and start over again. And maybe next time you'll come out a rich man. Would you like me to do that? Rabbi Elazar says no. So Rabbi Dessler picks up and says, one second thing, and maybe next time you'll be a rich man. He's back! Right? You can make him rich! What does it mean? Maybe next time you'll come out rich. So Rabbi Dessler says a very beautiful idea. It's really taken from his brother. He says a very beautiful idea that there's certain aspects of a person's life which are changeable, which a person could change. But there's certain aspects of a person's life which are inherent to his mission in this world. That's why, for example, that's why he says, by a person who says the words of Mishana Mokka, Mishana Mazel. A person changes location, he changes his quote-unquote luck. Right? What does it mean, changes his luck? So it means that if a person, let's say, had his mission in life, his test in life, was can he learn Torah out of adverse circumstances? So let's say previously he lived in Tunisia, and now he lives in New York. So in Tunisia, maybe the test of learning Torah in adverse circumstances was to learn Torah in great poverty. Whereas in New York, the test of learning Torah in adverse circumstances is learning Torah out of great wealth. Both of them are adverse conditions for learning Torah. But so that mazel, that flow, mazel translates as flow in English, that flow can change from place to place. If he changes from Tunisia to New York, he may become rich. On the other hand, though, maybe this person's mission in life is to serve Hashem despite a burden of terrible poverty. So then that won't change no matter where he lives. Wherever he goes, that poverty will pursue him to the ends of the earth. He can't change that because that's core to his existence. It's not peripheral or change relative, it's core. So the same thing says, listen, if this will for sure, in order to fulfill your role, no matter where you're going to go, this is core to your personality. And therefore, you always have to be core. Not only that, if I create the world over again, maybe you'd be rich, but probably not. Because that's, again, your personality, you're the Shaman Shamayim. And the Shaman Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was meant to be poor in this world, probably before we make you over again. So that's core to your personality. Even if we started over again from scratch, it made it so core that you actually have to undergo that again. And that's just, so this is an example of how every person has a specific niche, a specific role they're supposed to play, and Hashem arranges things for that purpose. Okay, we'll come back to this and finish this for on Monday.
Should clarify,
same token,
Rabbi Eshler say, start over again, he's God. Why would it follow that?
What?
Why would it follow that? If he's God and he's really able to make someone a rich man for having come up with the idea, why would it entail starting the over?
But God can't. God, by the way, God is on Elizabeth and Ruff, would be detrimental to Jesus.
But that's the thing to be said for someone who has not yet won the lottery and says, Baruch Hashem, I don't have the difficulties of winning the lottery and having to decide what to do with all this stuff. And God forbid that my daughter should get an operation she needs. And then, back he wins the lottery. All of a sudden, now this person's life is not the life it was before. This person is not the same person they were before. In that regard, unless you want to say the universe is something that is established from beginning to end, and it's already been, and it's already something that is finished, it's already complete, that Ravelis is not someone who would be rich by merit of the perception we have of who this person is at the time. That's an issue I have with Gilgulim, is that people can say this and this and this about the meaning of someone's Gilgul process based on their perception of that person.
No, but the assumption is, that I hear what you're saying, the assumption is that personal Gilgul has been a rebel and indeed never won a lottery. God will prevent it from even though this number would come up, that would prevent the number from coming up.